This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 761, How I Spent Over $50,000 on Luxury Services Last Year, part 1, by Ramit Sethi of IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com. And I am Dan, your host, and this is where I read to you from some of the best blogs on personal finance. I narrate articles from Mr. Money Mustache, Get Rich Slowly, Budgets Are Sexy, and many more, sort of like a gigantic ongoing audiobook, but free of charge. So today's post comes to you from Ramit Sethi, who is well known in the personal finance space. His perspective is less minimalism and budget related. He tends to focus more on increasing your salary and developing income streams. So it's always nice to get different sides of the story. And today's article is definitely not on the scrimping and saving side of things. He believes in quality. And on that note, Joybird believes you should never settle when it comes to your home furnishings and that you should always have the freedom to be boldly original. With Joybird, you get one-of-a-kind furniture made to your unique taste, including a 365-day home trial. Now, I've never seen that before, and we'll tell you a little bit more about that later. See how Joybird is revolutionizing online furniture shopping. Create the furniture that brings you joy today at joybird.com/OFD. That's joybird.com/OFD and receive an exclusive offer for 25% off your first order by using the code OFD. Now let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. How I Spent Over $50,000 on Luxury Services Last Year, Part 1, by Ramit Sethi of IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com. Now this is interesting. On Monday, I wrote a massive post about how we're going to get more in 2015. Hundreds of comments said, "Yeah, Ramit, I want more." Then yesterday, I decided to get a little more specific about what more actually means to you. All of a sudden, things changed. Look at this email I got yesterday. Quote, "I would absolutely take the assistant that comes in once a day. Not enough hours in the day. That'd be awesome." Guy, "Woohoo, I want an assistant." My response, quote, "Assistant, that would cost around $200 to $500 a month depending on the number of hours needed. Knowing that, would you consider hiring someone and starting this month? Thoughts?" End quote. I showed him exactly what it would take to get what he claimed he wanted. Let's see how he responds. Quote, "Well, I could afford it, but there's other places I should invest that money, like growing my inventory or toward marketing options." End quote. He literally says, "I could afford it," but when it goes from dream to reality, he starts backpedaling. My response, quote, "Dude, look at what you just wrote. Not enough hours in the day. You could buy back your time with $200 and put it towards more valuable things than cleaning your kitchen sink." End quote. My reaction? Cut the shit, people. Can you guys see what's going on here? This dude was all about getting the luxury of an assistant until I got down to specifics. Suddenly, he had 50 reasons why he couldn't do it. Do you see how we love to dream about more, but when we see how to actually get it, our minds create all kinds of excuses? He even said, "I would absolutely take the assistant. Not enough hours in the day. I could afford it." But when I showed him exactly what it would take to get it, he ran away. Dreams are cheap. Anyone can say what they want. Few will actually do something to get it. Think about it. Exactly a year ago, in January, how many of us read some motivational post telling us to reach for the stars, be all you can be, find your sisterhood, blah, blah, blah? Maybe we said, "Yes, this is the year for me." And what changed? Saying you want more is the easy part. Everybody wants more. But what are you going to do about it? The key insight? It's easy to toss around platitudes like more passion and live healthier. But when you get specific, a lot of people get really uncomfortable. Quote, Michael Pollan, the best-selling author of The Omnivore's Dilemma and a leading advocate of buying locally grown food, recently upset many of his fans by daring to put numbers on his oft-repeated prescription to pay more, eat less. $8 for a dozen eggs? $3.90 for a pound of peaches? Those figures were way too specific and way, way too high to go unnoticed. The humanistic foe of industrialized eating suddenly sounded like a privileged elitist, and the local food cause seemed insensitive to cash-strapped shoppers. End quote. Fascinating. It's all puppies and flowers until you get into specifics, and that's when everybody says, "Whoa there, Buster." We all dream about more, but when it gets down to actually getting it, what happens? The specifics of more scare us. $500 for an assistant every month? Not now, maybe later. We start creating tons of reasons why we can't do this. I could do it myself. I'm really busy at work right now. Maybe later this year. After years and years, we've built the habit of dreaming about more but doing nothing to get it. In fact, some of us even know people who don't even bother dreaming big anymore. I will never let that happen to you. This affects all of us, even top performers. There's a video in this post with my friend Pam talking about how she realized why she had been procrastinating on getting more. She was afraid to go after more because it, quote, wasn't her. Then she realized you define what more is. Maybe your luxury is insane. Who cares? Let's get one thing clear. Luxury doesn't have to mean a $50,000 doghouse or a gaudy fur coat. You choose what luxury means to you. I might think it's insane. Your college friend might think it's insane. But if you're getting superlative value from it, that's luxury. Instead of being dismissive of all luxuries, like I used to be, I decided to learn about the reasons behind why people pursue more, even when others might find it ridiculous or frivolous. Check out what I learned. Luxury reason number one, functional. I used to dismiss people who got first-class airplane tickets by saying, "Ugh, we both get to the same place and I just saved $2,000. I was a stupid know-it-all when I said that. Now I know CEOs who travel first class because they can sleep a full 6 hours on a cross-country flight, then land and go straight to a meeting. Luxury can be functional. Luxury reason number two, economical. Luxury is, by definition, not cheap. But some people change from a disposable mentality of buying cheap umbrellas, cheap clothes, cheap everything, to selectively buying the best and keeping it forever. I have a coat that costs what many would consider an obscene amount. If I keep it for 10 years, which I will, the price becomes much more palatable, and that says nothing about how much I love wearing it. Luxury reason number three, $20,000 means nothing to them. So many people cannot fathom the idea that what costs a lot to you may not cost that much to someone else. Go look at literally any forum online about how much people paid for wedding rings. 100% of the respondents will say something like, "My husband paid $287 and we've been married 890 years. Anyone who pays more is a fool." That is great, Dorothy, but there are also people for whom $20,000 is nothing. They saved more, or they earned more, or they just have more. What's important to understand is that your financial situation is not everyone else's. Personally, I wanted to know who these people are and how they did it. Luxury reason number four, you just want it. There's nothing wrong with just wanting something. When I got my apartment in NYC, I had a certain budget. As I toured apartment after apartment, I realized I just want a nice place. Sure, I could come up with all these BS reasons like, "Oh, Ramit, you'll be so much more efficient." But the truth is, I wanted it. If you want something and you can afford it, it's okay to get it. How I define luxury and more may be different than you, and that's good. Today, I want to show you what luxury means to me so you can see what's possible. How I spent more than $50,000 on luxury services last year and why. Hear that in tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part one of the post titled, "How I Spent Over $50,000 on Luxury Services Last Year," by Ramit Sethi of IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com. And thank you again to Joybird for sponsoring this episode. Have you heard about the revolution in online furniture shopping and Joybird, the company behind it all? They have an offer that is incredibly unique, a 365-day home trial. You can basically skip the furniture store and bring the showroom home, sit on it, sleep on it, and break it in. If you don't love your Joybird, return for a full refund, and that includes hassle-free in-home delivery. They'll even remove all the packing materials. With Joybird, you get one-of-a-kind furniture made to your unique taste, with a wide range of fabrics and colors, including kid and pet-friendly options. See how Joybird is revolutionizing online furniture shopping. Create the furniture that brings you joy today at joybird.com/OFD. Go to joybird.com/OFD and receive an exclusive offer for 25% off your first order by using the code OFD. And I will finish up today's article in tomorrow's show. In the meantime, you can hear more from Ramit and the I Will Teach You to Be Rich blog on some of our other shows. Justin narrates his articles covering personal development over on Optimal Living Daily, and I narrate more of his business-related posts over on Optimal Business Daily, so definitely subscribe to those shows for more, and if you like this format. But that should do it for today here on Optimal Finance Daily. Thank you so much for being here and for listening each and every day, and I will see you right back here tomorrow for the Tuesday show. That's where we'll finish up this post and where your optimal life awaits.